Hi, my name is Ty, and I'm a postdoc at Washington State University. And my I'm also giving another speed science presentation. So my research question is about the extent to which winter canola recycles its nitrogen or plant nitrogen over winter. Previous researchers have also looked at this question, but they've mostly focused on the spring season. Leaves were grown and labeled with N15 in the greenhouse. And then these frozen leaves were then introduced into the field in the spring to look at the recovery of that nitrogen by winter canola. But we wanted to look at an in situ method to label the winter canola and then measure the recovery over multiple seasons and also look at the recovery in the above ground and below ground biomass. And so we decided to use this cotton wick technique in which you can drill a hole into the stem of the plant, and then you can pull through a cotton thread, and then the ends of that thread would then be put into a reservoir or a vial into which you can inject N15 solution. And so basically the plant can then draw up that labeled nitrogen and then assimilated partition, and then you can trace its fate in the field over multiple seasons. So I took measurements in the fall, and this was before a period of freezing. Again in December or winter, and this was after 5 days of continuous below freezing temperatures. And then also again in spring, once that canola had had regrowth. And I took leaf measurements, and you can see here that leaf biomass, total nitrogen, as well as the amount of N15 recovered in this above ground biomass did not significantly differ among these seasons. We also took taproot measurements, and then this is where we did see some differences, which are in bold here. In particular, we saw that the root biomass doubled going into winter and then also in spring. And we also recovered more total nitrogen in that root in winter and spring. And then while the root length did not differ significantly, we did find that the roots were wider in the winter and spring. We also looked at the partitioning or the distribution of the N15 in the plant, and we found that in the winter and spring that there was, on average, a greater partitioning of the N15 in the roots. And then we also collected plant samples of adjacent plants, and so these weren't labeled, but we were wanting to look at the recovery of these neighboring plants, of the N15, transfer from labeled plants to unlabeled plants. And what we did find is that we did recover N15 in these adjacent plants, and this is in support of previous studies, which have shown that the nitrogen in these frozen leaves presumably mineralize, release that nitrogen, and then these plants can then recover that due to nitrogen cycling in the soil. And so our conclusions, we found that the taproot thickened, and then we also had nitrogen storage over winter. About 25 to 30% of the nitrogen that we recovered in the 15 were allocated to the roots. And then on average, we found that 76% of the plant nitrogen was recycled from winter and then recovered in spring. And our recommendations, so winter canola is a fairly new crop in eastern Washington, or it's a minor crop in eastern Washington, and we've been working a lot of trying to make fertility recommendations for winter canola in our systems. And so our research is showing that we need to give a credit, or we need to account for that winter vegetative in when we make spring top dressing recommendations, because a lot of our growers do go out in spring and top dress. So, thank you. Are there any questions? Or I can also... So the question is about when we're labeling, Or I should clarify a little bit more about the methods. So the labeling took place all before measurements were taken. And so labeling started early September, and then they continued until the beginning of October. And so what we would pulse feed it, and then we based our labeling, or the amount of N15 we added based on the percentage of nitrogen in the plant, or we were trying to hit a target value. And so all the labeling was done in the fall before those fall measurements were taken. And then the N15 was measured in those different seasons, but no labeling took place in between the time the measurements were taken. Oh, in the spring? I think that that's due to nitrogen cycling in the soil, so mineralization of that the plant nitrogen in the spring, and then the neighboring plants, if it's in the soil, and the neighboring plants can then take it up. Alternatively, this study became popular in rhizodeposit studies, mostly done in the greenhouse, but basically what they wanted to do was label the plant in the above ground biomass and then look at how much of that nitrogen was then exuded through the roots. And so you can have nitrogen that enters the soil that way. But I think, especially since other studies have shown that the frozen leaves, that you can recover about 30% of the frozen leaf nitrogen in these other studies when you introduce them in the spring. And so and they attribute that to mineralization. I would think that it's decomposition through plant tissue, because I think that's where the bulk of the nitrogen is. But I don't think you can eliminate root exudates. The enrichment is 98% enrichment, and you give a very, very little quantities of that. It's a 3%. This year, I'm using a 4% this year, but last year was a 3% weight by volume concentration of urea.
Any more questions, please? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining us.